We are up to Ayin Hei Amud Beis, 7 lines down from the top of the page at the Toshma. Just to recap what's going on here, we have in the Mishnah on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. If a man is able to be made for his wife's nedarim before she makes them, can you say to her, I'm going on a trip and I'll be away for some time, and any nedarim you make during that time, I want them to be mufar. So Rabbi Eliezer says it works, he can do that, and the Chachamim say it doesn't work to do that. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer presented a kal v'chomer, and he said, if a person is able to be made for his wife's nedarim after they already exist and they already create a surim, surely he should be able to be made for nedarim, which are not even don't exist and they have not created an isur yet. And that the Chachamim argued in the Mishnah, they said, no, there's a pasuk that says, Isha, he came out of Isha, just like he can't be making an eder, which everyone agrees to, he cannot do a kama of an eder before it exists, so too he cannot be made for an adarim before it exists. And the Gemara asked me, Bayaluhu, in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, how do we understand Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that a person can be made for his wife's adarim before she makes them? Is it that they're chal, the neder takes effect for a moment and then it becomes batal right afterwards, or is it that it's not chal at all? And what it doesn't make that little chal and klal, it doesn't take an effect at all. The Gemara said, what's the difference? The difference is if the woman had married herself in a nazira and she said, I'm a nazira, and then someone else heard her and said, Vani, and I too, I also want to be a nazir or nazira like her. So if you say that the nether took effect for a second, then the second person is matvis in a nether which existed, and the second person is going to be a nazir. However, if you say that it never got off the ground because lo chal and klal, then there's nothing for the second person to be matvis in, and the second person's nether is not going to be atfasi either. So that's the question in Rabbi Eliezer, is it mecha chalin ubatelin? Is it that the nether takes effect right, and then it's batal right away? Or is it that it's not chal at all? The Toshma, the Gemara brings now another proof. This is from a Brisa, Tosefta, and Nedarim, which has a different version of the argument that Rabbi Eliezer says, or another argument perhaps that Rabbi Eliezer says to the Chachamim. He makes a kal v'chomer as follows, comparing it to how a person can be made for his own Nedarim. And when it comes to a person's own Nedarim, he cannot be made for his own nedarim after he made a neder. The halacha is, if a person makes a personal neder, the only way for him to undo the neder is to go to someone else. He has to go to a chacham to be matter the nedarim. He can't be made for, he can't annul or negate or cancel out his own neder on his own. Made for neder atzmo ad shelo yido. However, he could annul his nedarim before he makes it. He can make a proclamation and say that before the year starts, let's say like what we do in Kol Nedre, the Gemara had discussed this earlier in the Masechta, he makes a declaration that any Nedre he's going to make in the future, upcoming future, is going to be null and void. So he could do that. So makom shemefer nedre ishta mishatidor. So then when it comes to a wife's nedarim, when the halacha is that he's able to be made for his wife's nedarim after she made the neder, inudin sheyafer nedre ishta ashlo tidor, surely doesn't it follow then that he should be able to be made for his wife's nedarim before she made them? When it comes to his own nedarim, he cannot be made for his own nedarim after he's made them, but he could undo them, he could preempt them before they come about. So surely when it comes to his wife's nedarim, where the Torah says he's allowed to be made for them after she's made them, surely he should be able to be made for them before she's made them. And on this, the Gemara says that my lab, the ishto dumya delay. Doesn't it follow then that when we're comparing the wife's nedarim similar to his own nedarim, mahu delo chaylin, just like his nedarim, when he makes a proclamation before making the nedarim that he wants the nedarim not to take effect, it means they don't take effect at all. Afishanami delo chaylin. So too, also when he's, Eliezer is saying that he can make a declaration to preempt his wife's nedarim, it means they're not going to be chal and not going to take effect at all. Seems to be a proof that the nether of that Rabbi Eliezer's mechanism works, that the nether is not chal at all, the nether of the wife is not chal at all. And now the Gemara says, lo, it's not a decisive proof, because how could the Isa, each one could be, it could be different. When it comes to the person being undoing his own nedarim before he makes them, it's not chal at all. When it comes to a person undoing his wife's nedarim, it could be that it is going to take effect, and then after it takes effect for a second, then it's going to be negated. Ran explains this more at length. It says the Ran, Toshma, on the Brisa, Toshma, Ma b'makom she'ein made for neither atzom mishayidor, the Kal v'chomer in the Brisa was he can't be made for his own adarim after he made him. K'dechsiv lo yachal devaro, av'lach erim mochon, we have a drasha, he can't make his words chulin, can't make his words profane, but other people can be mochal them, can forgive them and undo them, play on words. Other people are able to be mochal them. That's one of the sources for hataras nedarim. So mefer nidre atzma ashlo yido, but he can be annul his own nedarim before he makes them. Kedem impact abban nedarim. Harotzer shleis kaim nedarim. We had earlier in the mesecta someone wants that his nedarim should not have any. Should not be existing, should not be strong, should not be kayim. Should stand in the beginning of the year and say, any nedarim that I'm going to make in the future this coming year, they should become batal, they should be worthless and meaningless. So the Gemara assumed, my lab deishto domedilei. Bahu gavna gufei demato nidre atzmo, the same vein in which he's able to undo his own nedarim, dahinu shlo yachulu klal, that meaning that they're not going to take effect at all. Doin Rabbi Eliezer to Kavachomer, Eliezer is making a comparison from a person's own nedarim, and he judges and makes a Kavachomer to the nidre ishto to how he can affect his wife's nedarim. Mahu delo chaylin diavu chaylin habetzayich hatrachacham. Just like when it comes to his own nedarim, they're not chal at all. They don't take effect at all. Because if they were to take effect at all, he would already need a chacham to undo it. He wouldn't be able to undo a neder which took effect. So it has to be that with his own nedarim, they're not taking effect at all. Afish donami delo chayli klal. So to when he makes a statement about his wife's future nedarim, it means they're not going to be chal at all. On that, the Gemara said that's not a proof. Even though Rabbi Eliezer is making a kavachomer from comparing the way he can treat his own nedarim to the way he treats his wife's nedarim, it's not a complete perfect comparison. The delay lo chayli klal, because when it comes to his own nedarim, they don't take effect at all when he preempts them and he says that he wants them to be batu. Udi ishto chayli afilo achi yishapi yav kavachomer. And his wife's nedarim do take effect, and then they become batal after that. And still, Rabbi Eliezer can make a kavachomer. The kasha be'enai. So the Ran wants to understand. He says it's difficult to understand. But ligam manami mekavachom didei shleyachulun nidre ishto klal. Why don't we make his own kavachomer that just like his nedarim not chal at all, that his wife's nedarim won't be chal at all? K'shem she'en chal nidre asmo. Just like his own nedarim are not chal. Why wouldn't we make the kavachomer all the way to say the nether that the nedarim of the wife are not chal at all, just like his own nedarim are not chal at all? Nearly the lo matzi lemeidan achi. The Ran says you can't say like this. Mishum the nidre atzmo hainataima teicha daasni mekara lo chayli klal. When it comes to his own nedarim, the reason when he makes a stipulation beforehand, they're not going to take effect at all. Mishum the kiyam and the shachach tana b'shas nidro, since he forgot the tanai he made when he made a neder. In other words, he had made a tanai earlier on Rosh Hashanah, let's say, like Lamar said earlier, that he quoted, Ran quoted, Achav Gimel. He made a stipulation earlier in the year. And he made a stipulation that he doesn't want any of his nedarim to take effect. He doesn't intend to make nedarim, he doesn't want nedarim. If he makes a neder, it's all a mistake, and it's not something which he has das for. And obviously, if he made a neder later on in the year, that means he forgot, and he had a lapse of thought, he wasn't thinking, and he forgot his original stipulation. Says the Ran, came in the shachach to know b'shas nedar, have a neder b'tos v'lochay klal. It becomes a neder was mistaken neder and doesn't take effect at all. When it comes to a person's the nedarim of his wife, we can't say this. It's two different people. He's making neder about his wife's nedarim, so his wife's nedarim are not neder tos. His wife could be fully clear and exactly know what she wants, and he has the power to be made for a nedarim, but his how far it doesn't make his wife's nedarim to neder tos. So therefore, we're not going to say the mechanism of preempting the nedarim is going to work the same way. But what can we say? How would Rabbi Eliezer make an argument to say that he could be made for his wife and darim? In what way would it work? As far as his ability to make his wife's nedarim annulled after the took effect, then you could make a kavachomer. What would the kavachomer be? As follows: the kevan demnidre atzma ashkhan de tausa de kaminu de mevato nedarv kodem. Since when it comes to his own nedarim, we find that when he makes a toast, that he proclaims a toast, or some of the girsa here, the tanai, Rosh Hashanah's girsa, the tanai of the kam nedar, the stipulation that he makes before that his nedarim is able to negate his nedarim before he makes them. And nevertheless, that same type of statement is not able to mevatel them after he makes the neder. And any neder that is undone with an opening, he makes it, it's a neder tarts, so it's a mistaken neder. The mali I matzina le meimar to ilu yada mai da asni mekar loya noder. What's the difference if we say that if he were known what he stipulated originally, he never would have made a neder. Mali I matzina le meimar ilu have a yada had pischa the yada hash loya noder. Or what's the difference if we would argue that if he would have known the pesach he knows now, he never would have made a neder. Davada achasi. It's the same thing. So conceptually, the same thing. If you make a Pesach, you're undoing the nether. You're saying, if I would have known this, I never would have made a nether. So it shouldn't make a difference if he says before the fact, Tanai, and he forgot the Tanai, then that means he made a mistake in the nether. Or whether it's after the fact, and he says that there was some kind of factor that which he wasn't aware of, and if he would have known this factor, he never would have made a nether. Either way, a Pesach makes it into a nether toast. So really, it should work in both directions. It should work for him to make a Pesach to the nether beforehand and to preempt his nether. It should also work to say that if he himself could be undo a nether and say that if I would have known this factor, I never would have made the nether. And therefore, in logic, we would have said that a person could be matir his own adarm and do a tara for himself. What are we going to say? Granted that he can't be matir the same way we're using a Pesach for himself after the nether. That's the Gzeir Sukkosu, Vav Al-Achirim, Hu'enu Meichel, Vav Al-Achirim Mochlin Lo. Kol Shekotna U'gam Nugufi L'Neder, Harei U'mat L'Atzmo. But if he uses that same type of mechanism of Pesach before the nether, he's able to mat it for himself. So the same mechanism of Pesach that he says, if a nether was a mistaken nether, he can't do that after the fact, but he couldn't make a stipulation that the nether will be a mistaken nether beforehand. The kol shekin baal, the bedinu the name of the who gavne the mefer the achash nether ishto. So kol shekin the baal, surely the baal who has the ability to be made for the nedarim after they've been made by his wife, that we should say that the same way he's able to be made for the nedarim of his wife after she made them, dahinu shemefer nedareh meafar ve'elach lo'akalei meikara, and that meaning that he's able to make for her nedarim from the afar onwards, he's not uprooting the nether from the very beginning. He's made for the nedarim, the nether won't have a power moving forward. Made for nami anshlo tidor sheyuchal and betelim. The same mechanism will work that he's made for before she makes them, that they're going to take effect and they'll be batal. Okay, nearly. That just like when the wife's nedarim, when he's made for the nedarim after she made them, clearly they were chal and he's made for them. So the same logic would say that when he makes a stipulation to be able to be made for them before they come about, they're going to be mufar in the same way that they're nedarim, and then they become batal afterwards. That's why the neder would work, and that's how it would work nedarim chalim b'talim. So that's how the Ran's explaining how could the isa. Each system works differently when it comes to a person is being made for his own nedarim. So he can make a proclamation beforehand that he doesn't want his neder to be chal beforehand. He'll make that. That's the chiddush. He can declare it's going to be a neder toast like a Pesach. The Torah doesn't allow him to make a neder toast after the fact. He can't be matter the neder after he's made it, and to make a neder toast has to gzeir sakasuv. He has to go to chacham to do that. But he could make a neder toast on his own beforehand. That's the chiddush of the Gemara on Chav Gimel that Harusha Shalei is kaim nedarav. If he doesn't want his nedar to have a kiyum, he can stipulate that he wants to make them neder toast beforehand. However, hakadisa, when it comes to the dharma of his wife, the dharma of his wife are going to work beforehand the same way they work after the fact. Just like after the fact, he's made for a neder that his wife made, which had a kiyum, which was existing until he made his afar, and then he negates the neder. So too, when he's made for his wife's neder before she makes it, he'll be made for it to the tune of that the neder will be chal, and then it will become batal. So again, we tried to bring a raya from Rabbi Eliezer. This last raya was from the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer's statement in the Braisa, which was a different Kal Vachomer than the Kal Vachomer in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says it's not conclusive. The Gemara thought it was a raya that the nedarim of the wife are not chal at all. The Gemara says no, it could be that the nedarim of the wife are chal, and then they become batal afterwards. So Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya. Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer. It said to Rabbi Eliezer, a different girsos here in this Braisa, in this Tashma. So we're going to go step by step. We'll do the first two girsas that the Ran brings. So let's read the Ran first, because Ran's girsa, the first one, is more simple, and it's a simpler read. So Tashma, the Ran says, Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, Mikle Yochiach, meaning the Ran himself, Mikle Yochiach. He says that the Chacham were saying we have a proof from Mikvah that you, Rabbi Eliezer, hold that a person can be made for his wife's nadarim before he makes them, and we hold you cannot be made for your wife's nadarim before you make them. In our Mishnah, the Chachamim said the reason was because there's a hekesh of Isha, Hikimen of Isha, Yifuvenuah, just like he can't be making his wife's nadarim before she makes them, he cannot be made for his wife's nadarim before she makes them. Here in the Braisa, they say, in this Girsa, Mikveh Yochiach, we have a proof from a mikvah, Shamales HaTameyim Mitum Asan, that a mikvah raises a tamei person from his tumah status, and he makes him pure. If a person is tamei, he goes into the mikvah, he becomes tahar. Ein matza tahorim mili tamei, but it doesn't save a person who's tahar and protect them from becoming tamei. It can remove tumah, but it does not prevent tumah from coming about. If a person is tahar now and he wants to prevent, it doesn't work. Kach ha-girsa b'mitzvos ha-svarim. This is the girsa in some svarim. Uferish ha-vav ha-baruch zal. And in the parish of Baruch, Vachi Amri Leiler Rabbi Eliezer. This is what the Chacham were responding to Rabbi Eliezer. Hichi danta kal v'chomer, sheyoser hu roi lizbato mashlo chal yisuro adayin imasha kvar chal. How are you making kal v'chomer to say that it makes sense that it should be even more appropriate for things to become bato if they haven't taken effect, more than so if they've already taken effect? Rabbi Eliezer is saying that he wants it that just like he can be made for his wife's nadarim after they've taken effect, surely he should be able to be made for the nadarim before they take effect. Why is that easier to say that the kavachomer that you should be able to be made for the nadarim? It's easier to take something away before it takes effect than after it takes effect. So he says, mikvah yochiach shematayas hatemeyim achash yadalem tumah. Mikvah could prove otherwise, that mikvah removes tumah. It renders people who are tumah, making them tahar after they've had the tumah come down to them. But in a matzah al tahar, it doesn't save or protect tahorim. In taval ba'od tahar l'man yalei tvila, if he did tvila while he's still tahar, then tvila won't help shlo yavali de tumah miga acha came m'sharetz. The tvila is not going to help that he won't become tummy if he touches the sheretz afterwards. The adraba, just the opposite. Darshina b'sifri, the sifri has a drasha. Mivahana geb and nivlasam yitma. That the pasuk says if someone touches their nevela, he'll be the dead animal or dead sheretz. He'll become tummy. Hillel omer afilu heim sochamayim. Even if they are within the water, so even if a person is in the water and he's tar and he touches those nevelas, he becomes tummy. So clearly, just because a mikvah takes a person who's tameh and makes him tar, it doesn't prevent him from becoming tameh. So Shema Mina Lo Chaylin says the according to this gear. So the Chachamim say we see from the proof that the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer held that Lo Chaylin. The Ha'amr Lo Mikvah Yochiach, because the Chachamim are responding to Rabbi Eliezer and they're saying that the mikvah should be a proof She'enu Matzil, that mikvah doesn't preempt and prevent tumah from coming. Amal from kavachomer Rabbi Eliezer. So you see then that according to Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning, his kavachomer hayaroy lemikvah sheyatzil. That according to Rabbi Eliezer's viewpoint, it would follow that the mikvah should save leyava tovel leklal tumah, and the tovel, one who goes to the mikvah while he's tar, should not become tumah afterwards. Kihechi the baal ma'akev nidre isha shleyachulu. Just like the baal is ma'akev, can prevent his wife's nadarim from not being chal. So that's, you see from the way the Chachamim are comparing to a mikvah, and they're trying to make an argument, you see that mikvah does not preempt tumah from coming upon the person. So they held, Rabbi Eliezer held that the parallel, what he would hold, that it would preempt, and therefore, in Rabbi Eliezer's viewpoint, that means that they're not chal at all, that the neder of the wife is not chal at all. He's able to preempt the neder from happening at all. Then the Ran brings a second girsa, which is the girsa of our Gemara. So let's read it in our Gemara. Tashma, back in the Gemara, Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, according to this girsa, it's as follows. Uman mikvah shemalas atameyim, not that they're bringing a hochacha from mikvah, but that the chachamim are saying a counter logic of a kavachomer. And they say as follows. Uman mikvah, it's just a two-layered kavachomer. Uman mikvah shemalas atameyim mitum asan. Mikvah which makes a tamei person and raises him up and makes him tar. Ein matze al tari militame. It doesn't save a person who's tar from becoming tummy. It doesn't prevent a person who's tar from becoming tummy. Adam she'ein ma'alas ha'tameyim mitumasan, a person who does not raise things that are tummy from their tumah, ein odin hu shelo yatzeh al ha'tarim mil ha'tameh, surely should he not save the Torah from becoming Tameh, Shmamina Lochanim, it's either Nachal. So what is this Kalmachomer? The Ran breaks it down. Mikvah Nasri Garsi Hachi. Ma Mikvah Shemale as a Tameh Mitumasan. This is our argument, so in our Gemara, is as follows. Just like a Mikvah is Male Tameh Mitumasan. In a Matzah al Torah Militameh, it doesn't save someone who's Tamar from becoming Tameh. Adam Shein Male as a Tameh Mitumasan, a person who doesn't raise things from their Tumah. Surely it should not save things from tar from being tameh. So what's the comparison of a mikvah and an adam as follows? The mikvah, body of water, even though it raises people who are tameh from their tumah status, in matzah torah militame, it doesn't prevent someone who's tar from becoming tameh. Like we had before, like the Ran brought, that the Negev and Nevasim Yitma, Hillel said it's Joshua, that even if the Nevel is in the water, it's still going to be Metami, the person. So this, so far, this part of the Kal v'Chomer is the same thing that the Ran quoted above. Here it adds, Adam She'ein Malas HaTamei Mitumasan, an Adam who cannot raise a Tameh thing from its Tumah. She'im Bala Adam Tar Tabas Tameya V'Kiya, if a person who's Tar swallowed a Tameh ring, and then he spit it out. So if we were to imagine that the person would be like a mikvah, just like a body of water gives tahara to things that are Tameh, when they're submerged within them. So perhaps would have argued a person who swallowed a tabas Tameh, the person is tar, and he swallowed a tabas Tameh, and the person has a lot of water in him, and whatever the argument might be, the comparison, you would have thought maybe it should be, he should be metayar this tabas, and when he spits it out, adayin tumasaleh, the tumah is still on the ring. So if that's the case, a person in a certain sense is worse than a mikvah. A mikvah is able to metaher tummy things that go into it. The person who he has a tummy ring that goes into him, he is not able to metaher that ring. Surely the Kal v'Chomer is, surely the person should not save Torah things from becoming tummy. That if the person swallowed a tabas, which the person is tar, and the tabas is tar. He swallowed a ring that is tar, v'nichas la'olameis, and he enters the olameis, and that you would think that it's fine if the person, when a person enters olameis, it becomes tameh. But the Gemara is arguing, eino din shelo yatzil asat tabas mila kabel tumah, surely he should not save the tabas from becoming kabel tumah. If a person cannot be metayer a tabas tameya, but when he swallows it and spits it out, he cannot be metayer the tabas tameya. Surely he shouldn't be able to save a tabas from becoming mekabel tumah. And just like he himself becomes tameh in the olamis, surely the tabas also should become tameh. Afilo achi matzil, and still the halacha is, the Gemara is pointing out that the Brayse is pointing out that he does save it. The person does save the tabas from becoming Tameh, he serves as a chatzitza of sorts, and he himself becomes Tameh, but the tabas does not. The taharas belu alo matama, because there's a din that a taharas which is swallowed does not become Tameh, ki yisabarak behemah makasha, like the Gemara says in Chun. Alma, lekal amena kal v'chomer ki hagavna, we see you can't make a kal v'chomer like this. Mi mash achal kvar v'mash lo chal adayin, to compare something that has not taken effect to something that already, to compare something that already took effect, something that has not taken effect. We see over here when it comes to Tumma Tahara, Haikidinei, Haikidinei. Each one has its own status. V'lav b'kula v'chumra tali, and it doesn't depend on what's kal, what's chumra, what's lighter, what's easier. So Alchanami, Afagav Shabal, Mefer, Nidar, Shabal, L'chal Isser. So in the realm of Isser v'Heter, we were talking about Tumma Tahara. When Tumma Tahara doesn't make a difference, we can't compare like a kal v'chumra from what was Tumeh and what is preventing something from becoming Tameh, or making something Torah and preventing it from becoming Tameh. So you see that when it can't make a Kal v'Chomer when it comes to the before and after with Tumah and Tara, so Hachanami, Afagav the Baal made from Nadarim Shabbat L'chal Isser, even though when it comes to Nadarim, even though the Baal, husband, is able to make for the Nadarim that already became Aser, the Nadarim that his wife makes and are Aser, he can be made for the Nadarim afterwards. But Danina Kal v'Chomer, Shiafra Osan, Shlo Baal L'chal Isser. We're not going to make a Kal v'Chomer that he can be made for his wife's Nadarim, which are not coming to an Isser. So either way, whether you have the Girsa of the Chachor and the Girsa of the Kal v'Chomer, the point is that we're trying to bring a Raya from here that the it's not Chal, that just like we're talking about Tumah and Tara, we're talking about preempting the Tumah from happening, and Shamin al lechaylin, and just like in Tumah Taharah, it's an issue of all or nothing, that it's not going to take effect at all, and we're comparing before and after. So to here, we're talking about the nether not being chal at all. In the words of Rabbi Eliezer's viewpoint, once he's made for his wife's nedarim, they're not going to be chal at all. So we're in the middle of this brayso, the raya, and another gear, so we're going to have. We'll continue this next time.